what its role is in the rise of the internet?
Sure, sure. So this case, this stems from 2015, where Naomi Gonzalez was killed in Paris when ISIS basically shot up this mall area and then killed another 129 innocent victims. And so they sued, ultimately, Google, which owns YouTube. And on YouTube, they basically targeted videos to other ISIS members to basically join in and help and teach how to be a terrorist. So Section 230 says, and this is a fascinating topic for everybody to read, but Section 230 says, hey, listen, Google, all these platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you have immunity from lawsuits. You can't be sued. The reason you can't be sued is because you're not a producer. You're not a writer. You're not an author. You're just a vehicle to allow other people to get content. Well, in this particular case, we all see it. We all know it, right? You open up your Google homepage and you see things that you researched before. Well, what happens is these big tech companies use algorithms to target information to a specific user. So now you're not necessarily just a platform, you're a marketing genius. You start targeting this information going one to this person, you're a user of AK-47s, you're a user of this terrorist type of thing, you know, and ultimately terrorists use that platform to make sure that they got to people they knew would be receptive to their cause, which is disturbing. Right. So the nine justices, you said it right, Kevin, when you listen to the arguments, Justice Kagan said, we're not the nine geniuses here, basically. And I paraphrase in flood speak. We're not the nine geniuses here in the tech world or computer world. So maybe this is best set for the legislature. It seemed as though they wanted to punt this to the legislature, to narrow the laws or to change the laws. But not so fast, because I think you'll see in this round, there's another case that's being argued today on a very similar platform, that being Twitter. It's interesting, the Ninth Circuit out of California, in the case most recent that gave precedent, said, you know what, you can be immune from acts, you big tech companies, as long as you distribute the information equally to terrorists and non-terrorists. So you have to scratch your head and wonder, what is this world coming to when we can basically follow the money? Advertisers make big cash on these platforms. And you can see from the standpoint of how is it that we allow content to be specifically channeled to certain people. I'm dealing with a case right now in cyberbullying out of Chicago, and a little boy committed suicide. The content of the cyberbullying, go kill yourself. You don't deserve to live. Things of that sort. Does the platform have a duty, a responsibility to take that information off the web when they see something is going to cause harm or death or you name it, pandemonium? So this case is fascinating to me.
Do you think free speech is threatened if they take away Section 230 protection?
Well, free speech, this is immunity. So you're immune. I don't think it's necessarily free speech in the sense that you can't say whatever you want to say. But what this is doing, this statute specifically, is a protective bubble, right, of not suing. You can't sue Google or a platform that a platform that targets information to specific people. So the person can still go out and chant his free speech. He can still go out and chant his terrorist activities. But the issue is, when we grow into this world as we evolve, can you use platforms that impregnate the minds of other individuals, knowing the psychology of how that information is going to affect another human being? Can you do that? And does that violate free speech? So if I go into a group of radicals in the classroom, no one can prevent me from disseminating information to those radicals. But if I open up a business, and my business is, I will go find those radicals for you and use this platform to do that. That's the bigger question. Can I stop a platform? Can I stop a service provider on the internet? Mm. And that's the bigger issue to me.
Yes, we got a few seconds left here. So the way I understand this is if the algorithm is set up like Twitter used to set it up, where they're just putting up other people's tweets in chronological order, there's no active participation, and they're protected under Section 230. But if Correct. The platform's algorithm is programmed in such a way to identify videos or speech that it wants you to see, then that falls out of the 230 protection. That's the question they're considering right now?
That's the question that's presented to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And that's a big question, and I don't know how it falls. I think, quite candidly, the way it sounds to me is the Supreme Court, yesterday's arguments, we'll learn more today, but in yesterday's argument, was telling the plaintiffs, I don't think you're going to win here. It sounded like, as Kevin and I read the room for a moment, and they are saying, go to the legislature. But I don't know. Today's going to be a big day. It's a very fascinating topic.
Yeah, it really is. More of it coming today. We'll watch that as well with great interest. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. As always, Todd Flood joining us from Flood Law. Appreciate it, Todd.
Guys, love being with you. Be well.
Love having you. You too. Your call's next. 800-859-0957. Give us a call. 800-859-0WJR.